Yeah. Unbelievable.
That is crazy.
Oh, what's today? Wednesday? All right. So we're not on our normal day, day after. Right. Not that that matters, but.
16th.
It is the 16th. I feel like I'm out of it right now. All right. Once again, where was I going with this? The world's greatest podcast. I might be biased. I might be biased. I don't know about that. Wednesday the 16th, episode 7.
Yes.
We're closing in on 10.
Closing in on closing big in. 10.
We got 10 in our sights. We got 10 in our sights, ladies.
We'll be there soon.
We want to start off with some cool stuff this week. We'll get into sports a little bit later into the episode, but I want to start off with probably one of the biggest news in Marvel right now, which was the Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, Far From Home. Yep.
Trailer. Of course, once again, this is your host, Frank. I guess we didn't introduce ourselves, but do we even really need to anymore?
Yeah, you should know who this is.
I mean, yeah, you guys know us. You love us. Okay, so clearly this was just a teaser trailer.
Oh, of course.
Why don't you talk about it? Let's hear what happened.
I thought it was good from what it gave us. Obviously, we know that Spider-Man's not dead. Oh, surprise, surprise.
We knew that before Infinity War because we already knew there was a Spider-Man sequel, so not ruining anything there.
But I thought it was decent. I really don't know too much of what is going to play out in this Spider-Man movie, but I was, like we talked about early, interested that you brought up the whole Nick Fury thing.
Okay, so you want to talk theories away, or do you want to go over a synopsis of the trailer? You want to give us a snapshot of the trailer?
I mean, what's there a snapshot? If you've seen it,
I mean, well, what about our listeners who maybe haven't seen it?
Okay, well, you got Peter Parker, and I can't think of his best friend's name because it's not.
Nah, I can't think of his.
You
name.
You know what
either.
I mean? It's not.
But anyways, you have
they go to Europe.
Yeah,
right?
They're going to Europe.
Right.
See, what was surprising to me though is that like right off the bat in the video, like everything seems normal. Like post Infinity War seems, well, I guess post Endgame.
Yeah.
Because it comes out after Endgame. Post Endgame is going to reveal a very normalish life for Peter Parker. However, his Aunt May obviously clearly knows he's Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. That was a big
has embraced the fact that he's Spider-Man and has almost become his momager.
Yeah.
That's a little weird to me. I mean, she's coming off a little Kris Jenner-y to me.
They ain't making no damn money, though, off of his like.
I mean, they had the little press conference it looked like they were having where they were kind of introducing him, but I mean.
Oh, yeah, but they ain't cutting him no check.
It just seemed a little weird to me. I mean, I get that this is that like a new take on Spider-Man, but this dynamic. Is definitely a new take. Like,
for sure.
Clearly casting Marissa Tomei in the first Spider-Man was clearly.
You think Iron Man's going to be in this one again, though?
Nope.
Since his...
Nope.
Is that guy still his bodyguard or driver?
Happy?
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out. Maybe Happy looking to try to get a little something out. Maybe Happy trying to get a little Happy.
Right, maybe. Maybe.
I can't knock him for it.
No.
Can't knock him for it. You got to shoot your shot. However, I think that Tony Stark will not be in this one because I think Tony Stark dies in Endgame.
Okay. We can go with that. But... So this one though, I was a little caught off guard though with like him already being like sort of fed up with being Spider-Man in a sense.
I don't necessarily think that he was fed up with being
Spider-Man.
I think
he wanted a break from it, but
well, we don't know what the events of Endgame bring. So maybe at that point in time he is looking for a break from Spider-Man. Maybe he's just looking to be just a regular person and maybe that's a lesson he learns after the death of Tony Stark.
Maybe.
Think about it.
Maybe.
Think about it. If we're looking at a Peter Parker that seems a little bit more deep about who he's becoming as a man and what he really wants to be on the other side of that mask. Because think about it. He is the one superhero in this Marvel universe who is two separate people. Yeah. Nobody knows who he is.
No.
Right?
No.
So he's one person. And clearly, in the trailer, they clearly bring that context up when the dude in the class is talking about how cool Spider-Man is but then looks at Peter and is like, what up, dickhead?
Yeah.
Okay. It is funny, but he's the only person in the Marvel MCU or MCU, however you want to refer to it, who has to deal with that dynamic. No other one of those superheroes is in hiding. Yeah, only he is. Yeah. Steve Rogers isn't and hasn't been.
No.
You know what I mean? Tony Stark isn't and hasn't been since Iron Man 1.
Right.
when right. at the end of Iron Man 1, he announced that that was him, right? So it's like Black Widow has come out at the end of Age of Ultron. Was it Age of Ultron? Or was it Civil War? When she walked into the courtroom?
No, I remember what, yeah, I remember what scene you're talking about. I just can't remember what movie it is.
So she's out. No, I remember know what I mean? Falcon's yeah. out.
Is he?
He's out. Well, I mean, like, I don't mean out, like,
but
out,
yeah,
like, he's not, like, he's not hiding
that. Where are you going with that?
Like, he's not hiding the fact that he's Falcon. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what his
but taste, so. All one, there's one.
Oh,
Hulk.
Hulk is not hiding.
Come on,
Hulk is not hiding.
Come
that.
On, they don't know that.
Everybody knows that no, Bruce Banner
kidding.
Is Hulk.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, everybody that knows who he is.
So I think that that's a dynamic that Peter Parker is still dealing with, is the fact that he's the only one that's hidden. And almost still has to hide because he's still a teenage kid. And also maybe the events of Infinity War and Endgame really, maybe there's a lesson to be learned where maybe somebody tells him, hey, you know, why don't you go back and just be, you know, maybe learn about being Peter Parker just as much as you want to learn about being Spider-Man. And maybe that's something he's taken to heart.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
i.e. like something that. Tony Stark would that. Give him, you know.
But obviously that doesn't last long because he gets the suit.
And, no, of course not. Oh, well, it doesn't help because Nick Fury obviously
snippet of the
is
black
there.
Suit. I don't know if you I saw did, that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the stealth
that
suit.
That was quick.
That was quick.
A quick
but
flash.
Did you also notice that the suit's not the same suit?
It looked like L.A. Noire's suit from the Spider-Man game.
No. I mean the regular suit is still
no,
not
it's
the
different.
Same suit.
Yeah, it's
different from even the one that he had
it's
in
a
the press conference with Aunt May. It looks black.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like a real dark. Yeah, it looked dark blue if it's mm-hmm. blue or black. Mm-hmm. But it definitely wasn't its typical royal blue.
And the coloring down the sleeves, the dark color was longer down the sleeves. Right, it didn't have as much red down the sleeves. I noticed that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe that's a new suit. But the thing I want to get into about the trailer, too, because towards the end of the trailer, he's battling what appear to me elemental monsters, sand. I think I saw wind.
Water.
I definitely
water
saw water, yeah. And I definitely saw sand. When I saw sand, it
I
made me think maybe
sand,
Sandman.
Man. That's what I thought when I saw that.
I thought potentially
that. And then
Sandman.
I saw Waterman, and I don't know who
yeah,
he is.
Which we know it can't be Sandman because that's Sandman's weakness is
right,
water.
Right, is water. So.
So I'm not sure how that's going to play out. But it said something in an article I read that they were like called the elementals.
Yeah, I didn't read too much on it just because I don't want to be spoiling
I don't either.
For myself, so.
I don't either, because I really enjoyed the
although
first Spider-Man
movie. Although
I did read
a weird dynamic about Jake Gyllenhaal's character, Mysterio.
I'll get into it.
The fact that I don't know if his powers are real or not. Did you read that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so the whole basis...
Well, were Mysterio's powers real?
So I don't remember reading too much on Mysterio back then, but I don't know if his... Because
the most I remember from Mysterio was the... Saturday morning cartoon Spider-Man.
That's what I'm saying. So,
but I thought he was more about hallucinogens than he was about
right,
actual
where it's
power.
Like all trickery.
Right.
And yeah, and that's how they're, I don't know if they're going to be playing his character to be like that in this.
Because he's more like a scarecrow equivalent to DC than
his backstory that
he
I was
is
reading.
The Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he's definitely
he's not like in the mystical.
No, he's not like a magical character. I don't
no.
think. So he's just going to be average man.
I don't know.
It's
well,
be
I guess
weird. I don't know. So his like, I don't know. His villain.
He also didn't have his
fishbowl. It's gonna be kind of weird, but
he
I
didn't
do
have
like
his
the fact that
either.
They're kind of doing multiple villains in these movies.
But who would the other villain be? You're thinking the Elementals and
yeah, whatever,
Mysterio, but
yeah,
it,
whatever.
It made it appear as if Mysterio was fighting the Elementals.
Yeah, but you're gonna know that's just a whole
a ruse.
Yeah, screen. Yeah,
maybe.
A whole.
But I mean, what do they do about Vulture?
He's still in jail.
Yeah, but wasn't there a dude that he talked to at the end credits scene?
Yeah, that they hinted at would be Scorpion, I believe.
Yes.
He had a Scorpion tattoo, right?
That's right. That's mm-hmm. what it was, yeah.
So he was supposed to be Scorpion? I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
Maybe they break out at some point in time?
Maybe. Because we'll still have one more movie after that.
And then the black dude was Shocker, right? Or did they kill him? No, the black dude was Shocker in the first one. With the glove, remember?
Oh,
and then he
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, yeah, I made a second one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That was Shocker?
I would assume that was Shocker. They just didn't confirm it, but yeah, I think they did, yeah.
Which is who Jamie Foxx played in the Andrew
No,
Goldfield?
That was Electro.
Oh, Electro, that's right, that's right.
His whole body is
that's right.
Electricity.
And Shocker uses shockwaves.
Yeah, like
yeah,
gloves
yeah.
and shit.
Gotcha. So,
yeah. But I don't know. The overall of the trailer, it looked good. It's got me interested, that's for sure.
It's got me intrigued, but I mean, I was definitely going to see a second Spider-Man.
Oh, regardless,
movie.
Exactly.
Zendaya, even they could try to make Zendaya look all frumpy. Zendaya can't look frumpy, so she too cute. She too cute. They do make her look uber busted in that movie, though. Like, come on, bro. How come when Mary Jane was a ginger, they had her all looking good? Zendaya gets it, and they got her looking all nerdy and frumpy and shit. Like, no, come on now.
I don't know. Do you think he reveals that he's Spider-Man?
I think that she might have an inkling at some point in time. Gotta remember, her dad knows.
He does know. That's right.
And yeah, he yoked that nigga up in the car.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Whooped his ass if that was me. Spider-Man, nigga. Right. Fuck that. Beat his ass right then and there. Like, that's his weakest point. I'd have webbed his ass up in the car. And
we'll see how it is, though. Should be a good movie.
I think it'll be great.
I think it'll be good.
I'm interested to see why he needs the stealth suit, though, considering it looks like half of London is getting destroyed. Wondering. Like, what are you sneaking around for? Half the fucking city is
in shambles. I wonder how many different suits are in this one.
I imagine just the two.
I say three. I'm going to go three.
Well, if you're including the one from New York City, then you already seen three in the trailer.
No, I'm talking about the black one we seen in the trailer that looks like a sneak around suit.
Yeah.
And the suit that he's wearing.
That he's flying.
Yeah.
But then he also has the suit that he has in New York. That's not the same suit. Right. They don't look like the same suit.
No, but that. But is that
You're the not suit? Necessarily counting that one.
No.
So you're saying that there's going to be
like
another
three
suit.
Three brand new suits. Mm. That's what I'm getting at.
Which one do you think they would introduce, though? The black and yellow one?
Which one?
The Mark armor from the game. Oh. One's got like the thin.
Oh, that one was cool. That
kind
was
of a glossy
cool.
looking no. one with the yellow. No.
Which, if they do introduce one like that, they need to introduce that Doc Ock suit.
That Doc Ock suit being an original suit was fucking gorgeous. Yeah, no, that one's dope.
I like that one.
I still play with that one every now and then.
Yeah, that one was real nice. I liked that one a lot when I did. I liked that.
Yeah, that one was cool when he created that to fight him at the end. Spoiler alert, if you haven't played Spider-Man PS4, sorry.
Finally beat that, just sidetrack. Finally beat that game, too.
Did you almost cry,
bro. It was a little too
May, bro.
Though.
I wasn't ready for it, though. That's why, for me, I'm like, whoa, what is going on? Right. But then again, like, you got to remember, she never told Peter about having that cough.
Right.
And so then he didn't know, and then he found out. But that was crazy. But then, like, it was one of those where it was, like, it was a feel-good kind of. If you were going to, like, end up shedding a tear, it was going to be, like, a feel-good kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, it basically got revealed that, like, she knew who he was the whole
time.
Like, she didn't care. She just...
Yeah.
No, she loved him. She loved Peter Parker, and she loved Spider-Man.
Right, yeah.
But for different reasons, you know?
Right. Nah, I thought the story was great. Great video game. I like
that. Oh, it's a wonderful video game. I'm not quite sure how I feel about the DLCs that I've played, but...
You not liking them? Because I was looking at them for $25.
I bought the season pass, so I have all three of them.
$25, that's what I'm saying.
So I have all three of them.
$30 if you don't get the season pass, but that's beyond me.
I mean...
Worth the $25, yes or no?
Like, quite honestly, so without giving, like, too much away, it basically just brings in Black Cat.
Mm-hmm. And the other one is about the Sable chick.
Well, the second one is about Hammerhead.
Right, I saw that one.
But they all play, it's one long-ass episode.
Oh, so
it's
you
really
gotta
one
buy
long
all
DLC.
Three of them,
yeah, basically. You have to buy all three. If you want to play the end game
story?
Stuff, you got to buy all three.
Gotcha, okay.
So basically, it starts out with Black Cat and the events of Black Cat. She is stealing from Hammerhead.
Gotcha.
So the events of the Black Cat DLC and her stealing from Hammerhead ties into Hammerhead's involvement, and then he is stealing weaponry from Sable Enterprises, which then ties into Silver Sable and her involvement.
Okay.
But as you remember, Silver Sable was introduced in the normal story mode.
Yeah.
Just not to the effects of this.
No.
Because now that you've taken down Kingpin, that's what there's an all-out Magia war, Magia, or however they're pronounced, basically the Mafia.
Right.
Mafia.
Yeah, because the city's all in turmoil. Like,
correct.
Who's in control and shit. Yeah.
Correct, because Kingpin's gone, Doc Ock has been introduced and jailed, the fucking all Vulture's gotten out, Shocker had gotten out, Electro had gotten out, Rhino had gotten out, like so the city's all in chaos basically at this moment in time after the events of the game, and so it just kind of all ties into one another. Quite honestly, I would have preferred more a DLC involving Tombstone. That dude is fucking dope, man.
Cool.
Fucking albino fucking black dude, and he's huge as fuck. Yeah, that one was cool. And I enjoyed the mission where you got to like sneak around his bike shop and shit.
Yeah.
But I thought it would have been cool more so to like fight him and his biker gang up in Harlem or something.
I did like that, though, that... that's what they should have made a DLC for, though. Or if they're holding
like another
it for,
character
for game two, if they're holding it for, because I don't know if they're making a second game. I don't know if that's even being talked about. I haven't looked anything up.
There
about
is a
it.
Second game. There will be a second game.
Miles Morales. We get to play as him as a Spider-Man because obviously
that would be cool.
He's Spider-Man,
of course,
in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of it.
Yeah, at the end of the game, he's Spider-Man. That well, he's not Spider-Man.
He's got his. He got
Peter
bit.
Parker Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's got
myself.
Bit. And he got bit by.
And he's got spider powers.
He got bit by a Norman Osborn spider.
Right, like number 41 or 43 or some shit.
That's
they
right.
were all numbered and stuff.
That's right, because that it
well,
got into Mary Jane's
though.
Jacket or
right,
whatever when
right.
she snuck
totally
in there.
Totally thought it was gonna bite her, and they were gonna change the whole dynamic.
Spider Gwen.
Yeah, that's what I thought was gonna happen because
cool.
it was on her for like
oh,
multiple
yeah, for a
scenes. Yeah, and then. Somehow,
but I think you knew. I think as soon as Miles Morales was introduced,
you knew
that spider was meant
eventually.
For him.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about the involvement of Harry Osborn being Venom?
What? Oh, you're talking about that thing he's in at the end?
Yeah, that's a symbiote.
So I'm torn on that because
you don't think that's a symbiote?
I don't think that's Venom's symbiote.
What other one would it be?
I mean, there's
Carnage.
Multiple, there's multiple other ones though. There's more than just those two.
Yeah, I get that,
you know
but
I mean,
why
so,
go so off kilter if you're not gonna if
you're
gonna introduce
make,
it?
You're gonna make Harry Osborn. You've already gone off script with not making his dad Green Goblin
yet. Come on now.
Yeah.
Give him a chance.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if there's a second game, maybe all this will be revealed. I don't know because. The whole Harry dynamic.
Well, because
is
I think
cool.
the experimentation
like
that he's doing to try to save Harry is what's going to end up turning him into Green Goblin.
Right, which would make sense. I mean, similar, but not similar.
But at some point in time, what if Harry just gets. Because Harry was sick, which is.
In the game, in this game, yeah.
Right,
he's
which is what brings
the,
about the whole symbiote
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, some nerve disease that his
right.
mom passed down to him.
Right.
Yeah, so. And that's the whole reason why he had to go into that treatment and go to Europe or whatever. And all
well, that he said he was going to Europe. He was really going
nah,
into
he was,
a tank,
yeah, he was
basically.
Going into that tank
yeah.
to do that special treatment.
I mean, I don't know. I think it would be... I've also heard that there's potential talk about them using the play style and basis of Spider-Man to also do potentially an Iron Man game. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes, and... but that would be so hard. Like, how would the flying dynamic be in that?
I think it would be similar to flying like an airplane.
I guess it'd be like similar to
or
like
a helicopter.
Iron Man, how you play with him on Lego, the Lego games.
Which can be kind of frustrating.
Exactly,
at times.
Exactly. So. Even not the Spider-Man game is not too frustrating, but I could see like flying with Iron Man.
It does
I
get tedious at times though.
Being frustrating.
The web swinging can get kind
of
tedious.
Oh, for sure. So imagine like flying around in a suit like that.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be easier playing with like Thor and flying around with him than it would be with the suit, only because the suit is like, it's like flying a helicopter in a sense or a jet type of thing. You know what I mean?
Well, that's because he has a lot more,
he's got like propulsion, like
feng shui, for lack of a better term, when it comes to his flying. Like yeah. Iron Man is all over the place. He flies like a fighter pilot.
Right, right.
Thor flies like Mighty Thor. You know.
Yeah. I guess he flies. With
when really hand. It's just his hammer dragging his ass along for the ride.
Yeah, but
at least until he figures out how to fly on his own.
Yeah.
Which somehow just magically ends up happening.
It's Thor, man.
Or did he fly all the time and just felt the need to put the hammer out there? Just in case, maybe like a bird. You know what I'm saying?
Superman's
like,
got to put his fist out there.
I mean, what happens if he would have run into a bird? Maybe it's to prevent like
yeah, exactly.
bird getting up in his mouth or some shit.
Who
I don't
fuck
know.
Knows.
I don't know.
But I don't know, no man. We'll be. I'm interested to see if they make a second game. Though I'll definitely be getting it. So.
Yeah, I think they're definitely gonna make a second game. Okay, so here's a theory I have on the Spider-Man movie. Before we got sidetracked, I mean, we did talk about Mysterio, so that's fine, but. I'm a little intrigued at the thought of like, okay, so this is the first time Peter Parker is going to ever meet Nick Fury.
Yes, because I don't know.
So somehow,
I mean,
some
they're
way,
both dead technically. if you want to go off that. Like, they both die.
But so. Clearly they're both alive, and Nick Fury done lost his eye again. So even when they fixed past, they still can't get a nigga a second eye. That's just gone. Yo, so, they can't go back and be like, yo, we're going to need right. this for later. Nah. Like, come on now. That like, just me, move, like, whatever right. he whatever happens to him in Captain Marvel to cost him his right. eye. Like, somebody just need to run back real quick. Just, like, that'd move the bullet out the way or something.
I didn't even
just,
think about that.
How does it happen? He goes from eye.
I hope
he's gonna go from that. No eye to eyeball to I no hope eyeball. They
show that. Well, I mean, Thor did. We saw that. So
maybe Rocket's got another one for Nick.
We'll see.
He smuggled in his butt.
I think it's because, you know, whatever happens, the only people that remember what happens are the people that didn't fade away. I think is gonna be essentially what.
Oh, okay. So that would not be Nick Fury then.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
Nick Fury did fade away,
right? Or maybe. They do remember what happened, but they just weren't in correlation. They just didn't never cross paths to me.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, me too. I just really do. I think it's more of the first.
Like, Nick Fury shows up in a barn to meet with Tony Stark. Like, there's no way he's ever met, like, Peter Parker over the events of all of this going down. As close as Peter is to Tony Stark.
Right. Right. I don't know. We'll see. Nick Fury's dynamic in the movies is kind of weird ever since the whole Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah, where he died?
Yeah, where they basically faked his death and shit.
Yeah, which was for why again?
Because S.H.I.E.L.D. was collapsing. He didn't know who he could trust. So they had to fake his death because somebody was out to kill him. Who was? Hydra.
Because they did the...
It was his boss or whatever, the white dude.
Yeah, when you find out that basically, S.H.I.E.L.D. has always been Hydra.
Yeah, it's being run by Hydra.
Yeah. Which is still kind of weird because, like, why wait until then? Like, what? Why then?
I don't even know. Like, on those aspects. Well, they were building those helicarriers. That was the whole basis of that.
Building
those carriers to take out all the special people or all the people that machine thought was going to turn into special people.
Oh, yeah. That
remember? Was yeah, because yeah, okay, it was okay. like, yeah, it was like picking people out that
they knew would have like some calculated, type of superpower or something.
Yeah, would have some type of like outcome on the world they didn't want.
Not necessarily like mutants, though, right? Like, not necessarily superheroes.
No, it could have been anybody. You know, yeah, it could have been somebody that, you know, became high power politician.
Okay. So it would be like world control, but not in the sense of brute force. It would just be
basically
like,
eliminate all the threats, bang, basically, gone. all your enemies.
From the skies.
Exactly.
So you don't even see it coming.
Right.
Wow.
So
talk about getting shit on.
Right, exactly.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, man, a lot of questions to be answered. So I think aren't going to be answered anytime soon. A lot of them up.
Yeah, although I'm a little could I have a second Avengers trailer before I have a first Spider-Man trailer though?
No.
Why?
Because we don't need any more Avengers trailers.
Actually, from what I read too in an article, I can't remember the articles that I read, but. Yeah, but none of them. Well, no. I don't think there'll be two more. I think there's one more for sure, but none of the trailers are going to have any footage from the movie that doesn't take place within the first 20 minutes.
All the trailers have been like that, haven't they? That's stupid. That's stupid.
No, because when they finally went to Wakanda in Infinity War, you were way into that movie.
No, I'm talking about the first trailer for Endgame.
Yeah, that's only one trailer, though.
But that's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying every single trailer that's going to come out for that movie, for Avengers Endgame.
That's what I'm saying. So the trailer the footage that's already from it, come out, mm-hmm. is that...
All of that footage takes place within the first 20 minutes.
That's what
minutes.
I was getting at, yeah. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why are you giving me trailers then? Just tell me, hey, why? Wait till the movie comes out.
I mean, you got to build the hype, though. I mean, this is probably one movie that literally could just come out. Like, they could literally just, like, the trailer could just be like...
Release it tomorrow and everybody's just calling off work.
Yo, that shit coming out in like 5 minutes. People.
Not serious.
You know, I mean, like, it literally needs no hype. Like, it needs no hype train.
None at all. None at all.
They could literally just put a fucking announcement out that it drops whenever it is, which is April?
April. Yeah.
So it'll drop in April, April 20th or whatever it is.
Nice.
If it's April, April 20th. Yeah.
I'm trying to see that shit day one.
420 Avengers? Like, oh,
I'm trying
damn.
To see that day one.
Shit. We might have to go like midnight release that
That's
shit.
What I'm saying. Thursday night trying to see it.
Why not? I mean, I got PTO to burn. I got PTO to burn. Francis just have to deal with me spewing spoilers all day. Because, you know, he ain't going to go see it right away.
Fuck no.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I think for me, I would have rather have seen a second. Like, give me a little bit more. I just want to see a little bit more. Not necessarily spoiler-wise, but just give me a little bit more.
Yes, yeah. All you need to see when the movie comes out.
I guess. All right, so something else I want to talk about. Punisher Season 2 comes out Friday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Are you going to binge it, or are you just going to watch it at kind of a pace?
Depends on how good it is. That's how I take TV shows. I don't know, honestly.
Because we've talked on this podcast about my dealings with the first season of The Punisher.
Yeah, it was slow burn.
Yeah, it was super slow for me, and I literally left it for a few months and came back to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
After really realizing I need to give it a true shot.
Yeah.
And it was worth it in the end to me. I like the way it ended, but it was very Daredevil season one in the sense of how long it really took to develop. Like, Daredevil season one took a while to develop, but then once it got developed, holy nutsacks.
Yeah, it was good.
Like, that was good.
I think, but the season two ain't going to be like that. That's always a season one. I don't think season two is going to be like that in this show.
No, and I definitely think it'll be still even more high octane than season two of Daredevil, because I don't think season two of Daredevil was very... like fast right off the bat either, because that was when he started
picking up. Though
season two of Daredevil was The Hand, that was when they did Elektra, yeah, and then season three was Bullseye,
right?
Season two of Daredevil also had The Punisher.
Yeah, season two is where they introduced The Punisher.
That's and Elektra though I thought
jail. No, I thought you saw her in season one.
She died at the end of season one and then didn't come back until the Defenders?
Yeah, pretty sure that was.
I thought the Defenders took place after the events of season two of Daredevil. Which would mean that Elektra would have had to have been introduced. Season one wasn't Elektra yet. Because season one, they hadn't introduced The Hand, correct?
Season one?
Yeah.
Yeah, season one is who he fights in the whole season of season one. That's who he fights is The Hand.
Because that's when Stick comes, basically, right? Tells him the war is coming?
That's what I'm saying. That's who he fights. That's who he fights Nobu. That's The Hand, all that.
But I didn't think that was Elektra season one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's season one.
Because I thought it was he was doing Elektra. I thought, not do I mean, he was doing her, but I mean, you get what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think he was like, I thought Elektra was season two alongside The Punisher.
Yeah, she does fight alongside him. But I'm talking about season one. I don't know.
It's such a miss. It's mixed up for me too, because then I think of things that like I'm trying to remember from Elektra, and then I start to think of scenes, and then I realize that that's from the Defenders. Yeah. So, but however, clearly it's fluid. If we're literally we can't determine what happens, what when and where, because it's
one big open good
story. However, what are your feelings about The Punisher? Like, okay, so you haven't seen the second trailer for The Punisher yet. You've just seen the first trailer?
Yeah.
All right, so the second trailer, you'll have to watch it, but my synopsis is this dude's got to stop being Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
What else does he have to do at this point?
Nah, but I get it, but goddamn, like, at least go get some.
Yeah, nah, for you.
Like, take some time to smell them roses that you keep saving, because, yeah, I mean, Karen Page, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but, like, I get, yeah, okay, he was married and his kids was killed, but, like, at some point in time, bro, like, how do you always get caught up with just, like, saving these women?
Saving everybody.
I guess. Because it seemed like, okay, so season two of Daredevil, it was like him and Karen Page, and they had this weird dynamic, right? And then season one of Punisher, he still had the Karen Page dynamic to a certain extent. However, the events of that season of Daredevil, you know, she's kind of stepped away a little bit. But now, somehow, some way, basically, Madani somehow becomes kind of the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
And now when you'll see in the second trailer for season two, there's this other chick who is somehow wanted by someone who ends up being in the same circle of people as Billy Russo, because Russo finds out that the Punisher's helping this girl, and so him and the other bad guy figure out that they've got common enemies, and so they come to work together, right?
Gotcha.
I just don't know if that's really all the storyline I want to hear about the Punisher in a live action situation.
I mean,
like, honestly, at what point in time does Kingpin become, put himself in the Punisher's crosshairs?
It's not going to be anytime soon.
No, not after the events of season 3 of Daredevil either. Right.
And the show's going to get canceled. We all know that.
Okay, so what is your anticipation for a show that you feel like is a series,
it's all right,
pseudo series finale without it being a series finale because it wasn't written?
I'm not hyped for it.
With like that in mind,
I was about the other ones, that's for sure. So,
well, but that's because you didn't know. Now you know. So
yeah, now I know it's going to get canceled. So it's sort of like,
yeah, it's sort of like knowing you're going to get fucked, but you it's like, go in there anyway. I mean,
take the Vaseline with you.
And not, yeah, I was going to say, not like a good one. Not like, no, you ain't got like some fine one in there. Like, it's like
one
some
you don't want.
Husky dude. Yeah. Like, I seize you and I want but. You. Have you seen that in the Boondocks? Yeah. He's like, we could do this the easy way. We could do this the hard way. You know that's based on a real dude, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen those interviews?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, man, my dude's, God. Yeah, that dude. Yeah.
And he's like, and that's just how it happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. Yeah. I seize you, and I won't.
Yeah, bro. That's God. Classic.
Well, all right, then. He killed Tom, though, in that Boondocks episode. Poor Tom, man. He was never the same. I mean.
Yeah, so, I mean, that kind of burns the hype on that one for me, but I'll still watch it.
It does kind of suck, but I wish that maybe knowing. I mean, I guess they couldn't have just automatically, like, figured it out. But maybe if they knew ahead of time, maybe they could have figured out some way to implement Daredevil into this season. And I don't think that there's going to be any more crossover. And I'm kind of disappointed.
There won't be any more crossover because they're all canceled. They're all getting canceled.
I know, but I enjoyed a crossover.
Everybody enjoyed all the TV shows.
Like, I quite honestly think that they should have done a Power Man Iron Fist, like, I mean, mini series, if you want to call it.
Oh, I got
you. Like, instead of just flat out canceling them, like, give me a collabo or something. Like,
nah, they canceled.
I get all the politics, and it is what it is, but the ability to have had crossovers, and I also get the want to give each show its independent, you know,
yeah,
opportunity to shine, but I really feel like.
Yeah, but I mean, season they did.
There should have been a season two of the Defenders before they killed all of them.
They did like team ups though in each show. Because you're talking about Power Man and
well, yeah,
Fist, they did team up
in both seasons, right?
No, not in the first season of Iron Fist.
No, I'm talking about the second season of Luke Cage and the second season of Iron Fist. Each one appeared in each other's second season.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Danny Rand showed up at the barbershop,
right?
And then Luke Cage was in season two of Iron Fist?
Yeah, because he didn't know him in season one.
Right.
But yeah, season two.
Because those were both after the events of the Defenders?
Correct.
But like, I mean, why no Jessica? Like, can we get back to Luke Cage and Jessica Jones? Like, at what point in time would those paths have crossed again? Maybe he shows up in season two. Maybe he's in season three of Jessica Jones.
You have to cross.
Maybe it's Jessica Jones season 3, Jungle Fever.
There is no season 3 because that shit got canceled.
Mm-mm. It's still coming out.
What, Jessica Jones season 3?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I definitely ain't excited for that.
Why?
Because it's going to get canceled.
So then why are you excited for The Punisher? Or are you not and you're just going to watch it because you got to watch it?
Probably that, honestly. And there really ain't nothing else I'm watching like that, but I did enjoy the Punisher like show more than I enjoyed Jessica Jones. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Jessica even Jones though Jessica Jones, well, I'll even say Jessica Jones season 2 is a little bit of a slow burn.
Fuck,
but
yeah,
holy shit,
burn.
The way that ended.
Yeah, but that one's just, I don't know, it's just a lot of over the topness for me. Just like with the whole mom situation and all that, so.
So you don't like the introduction of the mom storyline? Do you think that should have been more a season 1?
No, I'm just saying when you compare that to the Punisher show, I just like the Punisher show better than I like Jessica Jones. I'm not saying Jessica Jones was a bad show.
But do you think it's because that the Punisher is more like military guns?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the whole aspect of the show is what I like more. You know what I mean? Like, I just like that
show. So it's just more up your alley as far as your taste in entertainment.
Exactly. Jessica Jones is cool. It's just...
Jessica Jones is definitely the most...
It's more like a...
And we've talked about this before. It's the most character-developed show out of all those Marvel like shows. Like it's deep.
Like a crime scene investigation show. Where, like, it's more detailed, like, as far as, like, the stuff. Because, you know, she's like a CSI... Not a CSI.
Well, she's a PI. Private investigator.
So she's got to, you know, dig around and find all this dirt on people and shit. And all that can take time. Punisher ain't got to do that. He's got to show up and whoop somebody's ass.
No, I feel that. And I get
you know
that.
What I mean? So,
but I also think that that's why Jessica Jones has had 3 seasons.
Punisher would have had 5 if it didn't get...
I think they all would have. No, I don't think any of them would be canceled
had it not been for the background shit
that Disney is doing.
I think if they're canceling them, they need to cancel them, though. Don't try to bring them back on the Disney streaming service.
But then why cancel them?
Use the same actors.
Okay, so now you want... Okay, okay.
Because I wouldn't use... Well, I mean, I don't know. Because, like, Punisher, John... What's his name? John Bernthal?
Yeah, Bernthal.
That's perfect. Like, that's perfect casting for Punisher. You can't really get much
It's a pretty good casting. I'm not going to lie.
Can't really
lie.
Get
He's
much better
believable.
Than that. I mean, honestly.
Not without being too cliche.
Jessica Jones, even though I didn't like that. Like, I like that show, but it's not my favorite. I liked her casting.
I like Kristen Ritter.
You know what I mean? So
she fits that role really well.
If you try to reboot those shows on, like, another, or use those characters in another show on, like, the Disney streaming service, I'm already going to be turned off.
So you think that if they do bring the show back, they've got to bring back the people?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or even if they use those characters in other TV shows, like maybe they do a whole different TV show we're not even thinking of, and they implement.
So what about if they? What about if they implement these characters into the MCU at some point in time?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what if they do like a with the whole spinoff of them doing the what was it we were talking earlier? The Vision with the Scarlet Witch TV show.
Oh yeah, yeah, they did announce that, right?
On that.
Yeah. With
so
those actors.
If they're doing more of those and then they try to implement a Daredevil character into those TV shows and not necessarily give him his own show and they use a new actor, I'm going to be turned off by
well,
that.
Well, we can't even gloss over the thought process, though. Are you even interested in a Scarlet Witch and Vision television show? Because
no,
I'm not.
I'm not. I can't say that I am. Because unless they say that they're going to bring other characters in. Then
well, they do have
then
kids.
Then I'll watch other that. Then I'll No, I'm not talking about their kids. I'm talking about other MCU characters. Like cameo by a Spider-Man.
But why would you want to? Why would Spider-Man have a cameo in a Vision and Scarlet Witch show?
I'm just saying. Like, it gives you that
opportunity.
The
only cameo you'd probably get would be like Steve Rogers, which I don't know.
That'd be cool.
Kind of over Captain America.
I like Captain America.
I mean, he's cool, but I'm kind of over him. As soon as I figured out he knew. I was all team Stark, son.
He didn't know. He didn't know till that moment.
As soon as I knew,
he went over this.
Man, he knew.
But
he knew it was Buck.
But it's not even Captain America anymore.
I mean, were you? I mean, he's gonna be.
Nomad now?
I mean, that's the nomad type character that they tried to introduce, but he's not nomad.
He was badass in Infinity War.
He was good in Infinity War. However. His suit is just dirty, bro. It ain't black. That nigga just needs a bath, bro.
That shit looks sick.
Yo, he just need a bath. That fucking suit is dirty. He just ain't been able to find a quality dry cleaner in the time that he's been running. But, and you know.
But honestly, though, that Scarlet Vision show, I'm not interested for that.
Honestly. I'm not either. And quite honestly, I'm not even really interested in anything that would involve their kids either. Because they had a son whose name is Wiccan.
I have no
idea. Well, that's his superhero character. See, I play Marvel Puzzle Quest, so you get a lot of super side characters you can read a little bit about.
I would be more interested in a Scarlet Witch, Incredible Hulk TV show.
But why those two? No, you're talking...
No.
Black Widow.
I said Scarlet Witch. Yeah, that's my bad.
Yeah, Black Widow and Hulk.
My bad. Yeah, Black Widow and the Hulk.
Only
even though they're not like romantically involved at all.
Yet.
But
again, you mean again? Yet
I'm just saying I'm not interested in those characters like Scarlet Witch and Vision. Like,
quite honestly,
that's the spinoff show y'all want to give us.
Quite honestly, save for the fact that the reason why they would never do it is because they made way too much money at the box office with it. I would be totally down to watch a Black Panther television show. I think that would be awesome. The characters that they could introduce, the entire world of Wakanda, all of that in a television show would be really, really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. But that, it would never happen because they're making too much money off the movies.
Oh, for sure.
Way too much money off the movies.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. So it's weird that they're giving no.
What about like a what about like a War Machine spinoff? No. Nah. Well, what's he gonna go not do with, though? Like, where's he gonna go save?
What's his name?
Cheeto? Don Cheadle.
Yeah, Cheadle.
Don Cheetos.
Negative on that one. If it was still what's his name?
Terrence Howard too busy.
Yeah, Terrence Howard
rapping in the closets of jails. Bro, I seen some clip where he was talking about snitch bitch or something, like some song that they was making in the prison, bro. I seen it on YouTube, and I'm just like, he literally looked like he was back to filming like a like Hustle and Flow 2 or something. Like, come on, Terrence Howard. Like, you know you didn't write that shit. Terrence Howard couldn't look hard if he tried.
Nah,
but he just one of those dudes that just like, you too pretty to look hard, bro.
He was funny in Iron Man 1, though, man. He fit that.
I thought he fit Rhodey Rhodes well. I mean, when I think Rhodey Rhodes, I don't think of a person that looks like Don Cheadle. No offense to Don Cheadle. He's a great actor. I mean, shouts out to Don Cheadle, but you don't look like Rhodey Rhodes when I think of Rhodey Rhodes. Like, you look old as shit when you play Rhodey Rhodes. Like, I think that's the thing that bothers me. And that's, once again, no offense to Don Cheadle. If somebody offered me the kind of money I'm sure he made to play that role, I wouldn't turn it down either if they wanted me.
Oh, for sure.
So it's one of those situations where it's like, yeah, he
take it.
You know what I'm saying? Take it by all means. Never turn down the bag if you can get the bag. Fuck it, you know. But who was the casting? Like, what was the casting director thinking?
No, exactly. Like, let's get that.
I would have gone with a relative. I would have rather have seen a relative unknown,
big name,
than to have seen that person be cast in that
big name. That's why, though.
Yeah, at that time, because that's what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they weren't quite sure what an Iron Man 2 was going to do.
No.
Back then.
I don't think it did it really great. I don't know.
I think Iron Man 3 was the worst Iron Man.
Yeah.
Hands down. There's no debate to that on me. I just think the... Because who's the dude? Killian, right?
Yeah, the guy with that be exploding and shit.
Yeah, and that's how, like, that's his superpower or whatever. He gets super hot or whatever.
Fuck with all that. Yeah. I didn't get it, but I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes with these TV shows they're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm definitely not interested in a spinoff of that, though. Nah, like, it's kind of got me bothered. Like, now that you kind of told me about it, it's like, why those two? Like,
right, exactly. You could have picked such better characters, but
and then the thing is, I guess so somehow they are gonna make it to where Vision can survive without the Mind Stone.
No, maybe whatever happens, he gets it back. I don't know.
So you're saying that you could think that there's a possibility that Avengers Endgame ends with the Infinity Stone still existing?
So, yes, because you'd have to think, because in a sense...
Maybe they steal him back and hide him in the Quantum Realm.
Ooh, that maybe.
Because that Thanos can't get to the Quantum Realm. He's too fucking huge.
No, he can't.
How the fuck Thanos gonna get to the Quantum Realm?
He's gonna fucking put on the Ant-Man suit and fucking shrink down.
His big ass gonna fit in Paul Rudd's suit. like, yo, you got this in a 6X.
But think about this, though. If they've confirmed a Scarlet Witch and a Vision spinoff show, then they had to have...
Does this Ant-Man suit make my bulge look big?
They should bring fucking... what's his name in?
Who?
Deadpool into some MCU shows.
Sup, Thanos. Digging that bulge there, buddy.
But you think, though, if they have a Scarlet Witch and Vision spinoff show, then that means they have to do something to to stop Vision from being killed, because it's not like he faded away. Homie was straight murked.
Well, yeah, but...
So they have to change that.
Because he didn't dust away, right?
No.
He got blown up, basically, right? He snatched it out of his...
first... And then he...
Nah, she pulled the stone out of him.
She killed him. That killed him.
Yeah, it turned him like gray, right?
Yeah, it killed him. She
and then she blew the stone up.
Yeah, and then...
And then he went back into time.
Right, reset it, brought him back alive.
Yeah, yanked the stone.
And just yanked the stone out of homie's brain and killed him.
That's right.
Left a big ass like...
So then how could we have a spinoff where he survives without it?
That's what I'm saying. So they have to do something to where they prevent that from happening. So they have to go back in time somehow, maybe.
So the Infinity Stones will exist, is this theory that you're trying to put out there?
Yeah, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? I don't think it's just going to end. Like,
and okay, so does Thanos die? Does Thanos disappear? Does Thanos get sent off?
I think he gets cast trapped. Off
where the Soul Stone
I think
he gets
is. Trapped somewhere. I think he gets trapped somewhere.
What if he replaces Red Skull in the area where the Soul Stone is, and then Red Skull ends up coming back to be Captain America's evil nemesis again? He would look kind of funny
floating around and fucking robe his big ass floating around on that. But I don't know. We'll see.
And Red Skull's like, I've been waiting for you, Cap. He's like, I'm not Cap anymore.
Red Skull is not a threat.
I'm not Captain America. I'm Nomad now. See my dirty black suit? See my dirty suit?
You see Red Skull's new suit?
Red Skull's like, yeah, you need a dry cleaner. Clean that shit up.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
You see this beard? I'm Nomad now. Captain America's a pretty boy.
Stupid.
I'm in Movember now. All right. Well, I guess we'll see how that plays out. Quick one, because we probably won't be able to go over all the topics, which is actually really cool. I think that's the first time that's ever happened where we didn't go over all of them because we ran out of time. We got to talk about football. NFL championship weekend. And by championship, I don't mean Super Bowl. I mean the individual conference championships, but it is referred to as championship weekend.
I believe my picks... I'm correct with my picks for the championship.
You're going to have to go back and listen.
Because I'm pretty sure.
Who'd you pick?
I know I picked the Saints.
I know I was wrong about the Colts. I look like a jackass for picking the Colts.
I know I picked the Chiefs.
Yeah. I
know I picked the Chiefs.
They played you picked the Chiefs.
Because they played the Colts.
I think the Colts was the only.
And I'm pretty sure I picked the Patriots.
No, but I picked the Chargers. Yeah, but that's because I fucking hate the Patriots. So I will never fucking pick the Patriots. Ever. But ever.
We'll see.
Ever.
We'll see.
I'll never fucking pick the Steelers either.
Ever. But they're going.
Who? You think the Patriots are beating the Chiefs?
No, I'm saying they're going to the AFC title game again.
Yeah, they're there this week. Mm-hmm. But that leads me to my next topic. Who you got? We got the Rams and the Saints. We got the Chiefs and the Pats.
I got Chiefs.
Now, mind you got the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Right.
The Saints in the Superdome.
Yeah,
the Superdome.
Yeah. Chiefs.
We're talking Arctic temperatures.
Chiefs. I'm taking Chiefs over the Patriots.
Why, though? So here's my question to you. Which offense, in your opinion, has the advantage? Because to me, I think that's really what it's going to come down to. This is going to be a low-scoring, freezing temperature football game. So in your opinion, which offense has a better shot at winning an AFC championship in that type of condition?
So I think the edge is sort of with the Patriots only because Brady's played in games like that. I think they said he's played in like 4 or 5 games where it's been like below 20 degrees.
Yeah.
So he's played in cold weather.
How many obviously. Of them has he won? All of them?
I know he won one for sure that I was reading up on. Yeah, thanks to the tuck
rule.
Game.
Thanks to the tuck rule.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm just saying.
W's a W.
I'm just saying. He got a lot of them. He got a lot of W's as a W in my eyes with an asterisk next to him and everybody else's. So you go to sleep with that asterisk, I guess.
But I think the Chiefs are just going to – I think they're going to make a couple big plays that just puts them ahead to win the game.
I think that the Chiefs have a better running game even without Kareem Hunt than the New England Patriots have.
Yeah.
And the biggest reason why is because you don't have to throw to Tyreek Hill. You can end around that dude all day long.
Exactly.
You can pitch to that dude all day long, and he's still going to have massive amounts of
speed.
Plus,
you still have a big man and – Kelsey that you can easily hit.
Oh, yeah, dink and dunk, too.
You know
too.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. So, in that type of weather. So, and with his big body, as long as you hit him in his body.
And quite honestly, I don't think Rob Gronkowski is anywhere near the level he's ever been in his entire career. I quite honestly wouldn't be surprised if he hangs it up after this year.
I would. I think they were talking about it somewhere. I saw some interview about him.
You know, that dude has lived off his, like, so I'm not sure how many years he's been in the NFL, but he's gotten, I believe, one big contract with the Patriots. Like, the one that's, like, you're paid, right? But literally, he only has lived off of his endorsement money.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful thing.
So, like, he doesn't live on his NFL contract money. He just collects that, invests that, does whatever he needs to do long-term-wise, and lives off of just simply endorsement money.
Smart.
I'm just like, damn, that's smart. Pretty cool.
Smart.
Like, I wish I could just live off my podcast money and save all my paychecks.
Right. Yeah, no.
One day.
To work in the morning. But.
Yeah, right.
Man. I don't know, man. I think the Chiefs will take that win.
Close game? Blowout?
Nah, close game.
Okay.
Close
game. Something like a 13-10?
Not that low. Like.
Talking about temperature, like 3 degrees at kickoff, bro.
I'm talking like 24-17.
All right.
Like 24-17.
Who passes for more yards?
Patrick Mahomes.
All right. Brady throws 2 picks?
No.
Brady breaks his leg? Never Brady, to play again?
Brady fumbles.
Brady cracks his face right in his butt chin?
only you could hope.
You're right. Only I could hope. Fuck Tom Brady.
We'll see.
All right. Other matchup. Whew, my goodness.
Saints-Rams.
Let me tell you what. That might be the game of the year.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because they already played once, and the Saints won. As a matter of fact, how much did they win by is what I want to know. Because.
Who you got winning, though?
Oh, my Super Bowl pick is the Saints. I'm not giving that up. Oh,
okay.
You know that. Saints versus Rams, right? And I want to say the first time, oh, yeah, that was a 45-35 game. It wasn't out of reach. 10-point loss.
Yeah.
And they had a touchdown in the fourth with a 2-point conversion to get that to be a 10-point loss.
Okay, so it was out of hand.
Now they did shut the Saints out in the third quarter of that game. They won that quarter 10-0, but the Saints put up 14 in the first and then 21 in the second. So they halftime it was 21-17.
Yeah, it was tough to come back.
You know what I'm saying? And then they scored 10 points in the fourth quarter.
That don't make sense.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. They scored 14 and then another 21 in the second quarter.
Yeah, so they were up 30-some, right?
Yeah, they were up 35-17
right.
At half.
Right.
So that's yeah.
Yeah, you're almost out of reach at that point.
Exactly. Two touchdowns. But the Rams did have a good second half. Third quarter, they shut the Saints out.
That's what I'm saying. Then they scored 10 points. So now you're talking they were only down by, four or five, something like that?
Yeah, but then the Saints put up 10 in the fourth.
7 or 6.
To put the game back in their control. But
that's what I'm saying. So it's not like they were completely out the game at any point.
All right, what if I give you these numbers, though?
But.
Drew Brees, 25-36 for 346 yards and 4 TDs.
Yeah, I mean, that's Brees.
Jared Goff was 28-40 for 391 and 3 TDs.
That's good.
This is going to be a stat-padded game. Like, I'm interested. You had Kamara, who only had 82 in the first game off 19 carries, but he had 2 TDs. You think that's happening again? He's going for more than 82 in this game.
Yeah, but now they got... On the opposite side of the ball, you got C.J. Anderson, who's exploding right now.
Oh, yeah, he's having a hell of a game.
I mean, he's exploding.
He could be a difference maker. However, I think the biggest...
Dallas game, he was.
Well, the biggest loss for me in the Rams, though, is Cooper Kupp. He had 5 for 89 and a TD.
Yeah, they ain't got that no more.
And the Saints stopped Gurley. Remember, that was Gurley's worst performance of the year.
Oh, okay.
13 carries for 68 yards and a TD.
Now they got to worry about Anderson, too.
Of course. So
it's different factors now.
Yeah, because the second highest rusher for the Rams in the first meeting, Jared Goff.
Yeah.
That's not happening again.
No, not at all.
But then again, you also had... I don't know if you've ever heard of him. His name's Michael Thomas.
Yeah,
beast. For the Rams. Yeah, beast. He had 12 catches for 211 yards and a TD against that vaunted Rams defense.
Yeah, it's killing it.
Kamara had another 4 catches for 34 yards and a TD. Ben Watson, 3 catches for 62 and a TD.
Yeah, that's killing it.
Yeah, I'd say.
We'll see. We'll see.
That's going to be, man, that's going to be a hell of a game. But
the Rams got them big dudes up front, man. If they put, and if they get to Breeze, because Breeze was looking a little nervous sometimes on some of those snaps when Fletcher Cox was absolutely...
Oh, Fletcher Cox and Timmy Jernigan.
You know what I mean? He was barreling Jernigan down his throat at some of those plays.
Jernigan,
man,
came over to the Eagles from Baltimore, so I'm real familiar with Timmy Jernigan, and they played really well against them.
And that was with Cox being like out
a lot. Yeah, he was injured for a certain amount.
In and out a lot. So if the Rams can pressure on Breeze, we'll see. But if it's anything like that first meeting, Saints Chiefs Super Bowl.
Who I think the okay, so in your opinion, who's the biggest weak link on the Rams defense? Like who?
Ooh, I'm not too sure on that.
I think Marcus Peters is going to get exploited again because Marcus Peters is who was guarding Michael Thomas when he went off for that 211. And Michael Thomas had how many catches against the Eagles?
Yeah.
What do you have, like 14?
Yeah, he had a majority of them. Cause
I think I lost track at 12, bro.
The first two quarters, he was the only one with a catch, I think.
That's a playoff game with like at least 12, 13 catches.
Yeah. Not yet.
That dude is killing it. He is quietly the best receiver in the league.
Yeah.
I'll take him over Julio right now.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
Right now. Because you ain't even got to pay Julio. You ain't got to pay him what Julio's making. You will in a year or two.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, because I think he's still on his rookie deal. So, and you know they're going to pick up his fifth-year option because he was a first-round draft pick. So they're going to get him for a while. If he's smart, he'll hold out on that fifth year. Because he'll get it. So who's your pick in that one? You got the Saints in that one or you got the Rams?
Oh, I got the Saints. I got the Saints again.
All right, cool. So we got a you got a Saints Patriots Super Bowl.
No, Saints Chiefs.
Oh, you said the Chiefs are going to beat the Patriots?
Yeah, I said
the
Chiefs are going to beat the Patriots.
Oh, I thought you said the Patriots are going to beat the Chiefs.
No.
So we both got Saints Chiefs.
Yeah, Saints Chiefs.
Interesting. And who's your Super Bowl pick then? Cuz now mind you, that is a neutral site game which will take place in Atlanta, Georgia, which is inside of a dome. You have pristine conditions for Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill. And Michael Thomas and Drew Brees in the Super Bowl.
Light it up. Light it up.
That might be a easily...
Yeah, that'll be a high
100-point combined score. Yeah, like, well over 100 points combined, if potentially, in that game.
Yeah, for sure.
Between Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, Drew Brees, Ingram. Mark Ingram, and on the Chiefs with...
Travis Kelce.
Kelce, Hill... Damian Williams, which is that running back that's playing really well for them now, and then Pat Mahomes. I could easily see a 45-48 Super Bowl.
Oh yeah,
in a heartbeat. That could be really good. Or we could be totally wrong about the offenses will sputter because it's a Super Bowl, and it'll be like a 6-3 game.
Rams Patriots.
No, fuck that. I don't want to see the Patriots in another Super Bowl.
Patriots with another Super Bowl.
Which actually sets me up to go home. And I want to talk about it next week because I really want your opinion on this one. And we didn't have time to discuss it today, but are dynasties good for professional sports? Now, I don't want to get into it too much. And the reason why is because I guess we'll see based on the results of Sunday. I want to see if New England wins, I think this is what we're going to start to show off with next week is are dynasties good for professional sports and sports in general?
Gotcha.
And then we'll also touch on the hamburgers. Clemson was eating. We'll be a little bit late to the show, but I want to read a little bit more about that one.
That was only 300?
Yeah. I just want to know when somebody's actually going to introduce him to the English language.
Yeah, exactly.
First off, how to spell. Second off. And third, this wonderful thing that technology has brought us called spell check.
Right.
President of the United States does sad not use spell check.
Sad to say.
Okay. Cool. And we wonder why the kids are the way that they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get into that too. I like this episode. This was a fun episode.
Yeah, it was good.
We talked a lot about Marvel. That was fun. And I'm still looking forward to that. Anything else you're looking forward to this weekend besides the football games? You got any plans?
No, not really, man.
It's kind of funny. I was talking to a little man about Spider-Man and the new one, the new trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, he was automatically like, yeah, with Miles Morales? I was like, no, not that Spider-Man. This is a new Spider-Man. Oh, so new Spider-Man's coming out? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, Uncle Dog gonna go see it with us? And I'm like, I don't know. You gotta ask him if that's what you want to do.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I think Uncle Dog will go with us. He'll go with us. And I'm like, yeah, he probably will. So definitely. That little kid is still obsessed with that damn movie, which one. I kind of want to go see it again.
Yeah,
I'll probably wait till it comes out, buy it for him on DVD or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that'll be fun. All right, man. Seven episodes.
Yep. Signing off.
Next week, we'll recap the championship games. Look forward to a Super Bowl. Maybe make some Super Bowl picks because we got to wait 2 weeks for that.
Yeah.
Because we'll have that week off with no football. Well, the Pro Bowl, but no football. And then we'll talk about Super Bowl shit. Yeah, fun episode. Episode 7. Where was I going with this? We definitely got sidetracked in this episode, and I loved it. I think it made for good content, and I enjoy just creating content that our listeners like to hear and keep coming back to us. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, we're signing off. We'll see you next week.
Yep.
I'm Frank. This is Debo.
Later.
Later.